Today, I want to talk with you about how to beat imposter syndrome as a health coach. So if you're a health coach or a health expert and you're transitioning your business model in any way, shape, or form, or you feel like you're not quite up to snuff, this is for you.
Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in.
What's going on, guys? Uriel Kim, your founder and CEO of Healthpreneur. We help health and fitness professionals grow amazing coaching businesses online. And it's a beautiful day today. I've got my coffee. I hope you are having an awesome day. And let's talk about imposter syndrome. This is something that is 100% normal to experience. And actually, I think it's actually a very, very positive thing. And let me tell you why. The very fact that you doubt yourself, right, means that you care tremendously about helping other people. If you think about it, right? Because you're thinking, well, maybe I'm not good enough because I have high expectations or standards for the care or service that I want to provide to my clients. So I think there's an element of good intention behind that feeling. And I think if we can maybe channel that in a positive direction, then it can, you know, we can overcome it. So a quick story. When I had built my first business, after a long time of struggle and eventually, you know, did very well, in 2015, I was getting a lot of colleagues in our space, right? A lot of other health and fitness experts started to ask me for business help, right? They're like, hey, how did you build this business? I'd love to pick your brain. I'm having this challenge and this challenge. And it was very interesting. I remember in August of 2015, I probably had 20 people reach out to me. And I was like, this is really weird. Cause it was like, you know, trickling every now and then over the past, you know, year or two. And then all of a sudden 20 people in the space of a month. And I thought to myself, hold on, there's a big opportunity here. If all these amazing health experts don't necessarily know how to build their business or how to really take their marketing to the next level, then maybe I could do something with this. And so I started looking into, you know, what the offerings were in the marketplace. And there really wasn't a solution in the, at least in the sense that I wanted to provide for health professionals to bridge the gap between their amazingness and the clients they could serve. And so that's where Healthpreneur was birthed. But here's the thing. So here's the big buts is for about a year, I didn't pull the trigger on Healthpreneur. It was sitting in the back burner. In fact, it started off as something called the Smarter Marketer Project. I wasn't clear if I wanted to do that or, you know, Healthpreneur. And I spent a year feeling like an imposter because for almost 15 years of my life, I was the health and fitness guy, right? So all of a sudden I'm transitioning to be this business and marketing, you know, expert, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, what are people going to think of me? What if I'm not good enough? What if I can't help my clients achieve the results that they want? I'm going to feel pretty shitty about that. And so I had to go through that mental mind frick for a year. Now, knowing what I know now, would it take me a year to get through that? Definitely not. But I think I've obviously evolved and grown a lot since then. So it took me a year. And I remember I was sitting in a hot tub with my wife. We went to this outdoor spa and I was sitting in the hot tub with her and I said, babe, what do you think? Smarter Marketer Project or Healthpreneur? And she didn't even have to answer, but I knew the answer right away. I was like, it was Healthpreneur. It was like 100%. That's a way better brand. It's who I want to serve. And I said, you know what? F it. We're going to do it. You know, and then just, you know, going for it. So I think, you know, with imposter syndrome, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, what profession you are, a health coach or whatever, but I shot this video with the intention of speaking to health coaches because I think many health coaches are transitioning from something else. So you might have a career that you hate, right? Or you may have done something for many, many years, and now you're transitioning to really wanting to help other people. And so you get certified as a health coach, or maybe you go back to school and get a degree or whatever it is. And then there's this doubt in your mind about like, am I good enough? Can I do this? What if they don't get results? And that is 100% normal. It's part of the process. It's okay. But again, here's where I got to give you some tough love is you got to man up, right? We are here to serve other people and truly help them. And if you're not good enough to do that, then you shouldn't. Okay, let me repeat this. If you are not good enough to help someone achieve a result they are paying you money for, then you have no right to do so. And that might be a hard pill to swallow, but it's very important because I would never advise someone to take someone's money if they can't produce results. So what does that mean? It means, well, maybe you just got to skill up. Maybe you have to sharpen the sword a little bit more. Maybe you have to do whatever you need to do, go on your own journey to get better. Now, I'm not saying, now here's the thing, okay, so I'm saying skill up, get better at what you do. However, I'm not saying go get more certifications because there is a certification epidemic in the health space and there's a lot of delaying the inevitable. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get more certifications. I'm going to get more letters behind my name because at some point that's going to be good enough. It's not going to be good enough. You could have 50 letters behind your name, but as I say in our core tenets, the letters behind your name do not entitle you to a successful business. They're simply the token that you put into the arcade game to be able to play the game. So how do you get better if you're not quite better yet? Well, the only way you get better at anything is by doing it. So here is where a lot of people will say, well, I'm going to just work for free with people and they can be my beta testers. I'm going to get some social proof and some confidence. My problem with that is that when people don't pay, they don't pay attention. So if you want social proof, then you need people who are going to show up and do the work. And the only way people are going to show up and do the work is, you guessed it, they have to pay. So what does that mean? Let me just recap what I'm saying here. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, hold on, Yuri. So you're saying, if I'm not good enough, I have to get better. But you're not saying go back to school unless you have to, you know, get a skill set that you currently don't have. But I'm not supposed to work with people for free because they're not going to do the work and therefore I'm not going to get the social proof, which is not going to help my business, et cetera. Exactly. So what I'm saying is you find people who are willing to work with you, let's say at a discount, and you are able to put an offer in front of them. That makes it a no-brainer for them. So let's say you wanted to charge $3,000 for a program, but you're like, there's no way I could get behind that. I just don't feel good about that. Okay, cool. So maybe you start off at $1,000 for 8 weeks, right? Again, it's not the time, it's the outcome. So you feel, okay, like I think I'm worth $1,000. Cool. So put an offer in front of prospective clients, you know, maybe in your immediate network or in your Facebook following or whatever it is. And something along the lines of like, listen, I'm putting together a case study group. I'm looking for 5 women who are looking to lose 20 pounds in the next 12 weeks. If that's you, let me know. I'll send you some more details. You get a bunch of people who raise their hands. And at this point, you have to understand that your business is so immature that you're not in the position to have people line up and jump through hoops to work with you. You literally have to make concessions and put together an offer that is so irresistible that everyone would say yes to it. So instead of saying, well, it's $1,000 to get started, okay, that's whatever. A better way of doing it would be if we have an 8-week program, think about how we can break that $1,000 into weekly payments, right? So 8 weekly payments of, what is it? $125 a week. I think that's the math. So, it's $1,000, right? You don't have to mention that, but it's 8 weekly payments of $125. And to make it even more of a no-brainer for you, I'm actually going to cover your first 2 payments. Right now, if you want to make $1,000 total, then you can just increase the payments to $149. So the total ends up being, I can't do the math, let's say $1,500, but you cover the first 2 payments. So you end up taking in $1,200 instead of less than $1,000 in the other example I just gave you. And the thing here is that the offer is so irresistible that, hold on, it's $149 a week. You're going to cover my first 2 payments and I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks or up to 20 pounds in 12 weeks. I am in. That's much more irresistible than it's $1,000. You know, and let's hope for the best. If you can tack on a guarantee to that, you know, if you don't get the results you're looking for, I'll work with you for an extra 8 weeks until you do. So what I'm trying to get at here is that your offer is going to make a very, very big difference in people working with you. And if you are not the Kim Kardashian, I don't even know why I use Kim Kardashian. If you are not the preeminent expert in your niche when you're starting, which no one is, then you have to understand that you have to take on more of the risk as the business because more people are not going to do that initially, right? The client is not going to be like, well, I've never heard of you. You have no social proof. I, the client, am going to take on all the risk, pay in full, no guarantee, et cetera. I don't know. That changes as your business matures, right? As your business is, you know, it becomes the preeminent leader in the space, then you can be like, listen, it's, you know, $7,000 to work with me. If you want to even apply, you have to run up this mountain, come back down, write me a handwritten note. I mean, that's obviously, it's an excessive example, But as your business matures, you have more of the cards stacked up for you. When you're starting out, the cards are stacked a little bit more against you. Therefore, the offer is very, very important. So the offer is important to get people to say yes to working with you. As they work with you and they pay you something, they're more likely to do the work and show up and get results. That's good for your confidence. That's good for the social proof. And that is how you build momentum. And momentum is what kills imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome never goes away by thinking. Okay? Deliberating, procrastinating, thinking about it, all that kind of stuff never resolves imposter syndrome. The only way to get through imposter syndrome, because imposter syndrome really is a synonym for a four-letter F word, and it doesn't rhyme with duck. It's fear. Fear of not being good enough, fear of being disliked, etc. And how do we get through fear? We move directly through it. And that's how you beat imposter syndrome. So I hope that's been helpful for you. If you've enjoyed this video, hit the little subscribe button somewhere on this video and check out our other videos on this channel to help you grow an amazing health business. We'll link up to the next video in the description below. Thank you so much for your time. Uriel came here signing off. I hope you have an amazing day. Ciao.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.